guest here on CBC Radio 1. It's 22 minutes now before 6 o'clock Pacific. You're listening to Radio West. Climate change affects us all, but how will it hinder specific parts of the world is a little less clear. Folks in the West Kootenays get a look tomorrow night at what their region would look like if the world keeps getting a little warmer. Gregory Utzig is a conservation biologist based in Nelson, and he's been studying this and is hosting a discussion tomorrow night at the Yashahara Ashram Retreat near Nelson, and he is on the line with us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How will the West Kootenays be affected by climate change? What have we learned about that?
Well, there's a variety of things that are already happening and will continue to happen based on the modeling that we've investigated in a couple of projects I've been working on. Obviously, the temperatures are going to get warmer. And also, there's going to be a change in precipitation. On one hand, on a yearly basis, it's going to get wetter, but the summers are actually going to get drier. And probably the summers will get warmer than other seasons, or have more of an increase than the other seasons as well.
Hmm. And how will this affect, say, forests and waterways?
Well, the main thing is because it's going to be warmer and drier in the summer, it's going to mean that there's going to be more droughts. Some trees are going to be incapable of coping with that amount of drought, and will either become diseased or grow slower or potentially die, and of course there'll be a significant increase in fire.
How did you become so interested in this area of study?
I worked in conservation and ecology for 30 or 40 years now in the Kootenays, and I'm always looking for things that are changing and things that are threats to the biodiversity in this area. And over the last couple of decades, it's become clear that the most significant threat is climate change.
You know, we talked a little bit about this earlier in the show, and I asked the guests then, how do you keep people interested in this, and how do you get them thinking about it in a serious way when, you know, it's not probably going to happen in a critical way during their lifetime?
Well, I guess I would say is that depending on how old you are, it's going to happen in probably all of our lifetimes, and for some of us, it's already happened. I happen to have a place in Johnson's Landing, and four of my neighbors were killed a couple of years ago, and we can't say that it was directly climate change that caused the landslide there, but certainly the weather conditions that occurred and greatly contributed to the slide are exactly the kinds of things that are projected with climate change.
Hmm. How much can we reverse it, and how much should we just brace for it and prepare ourselves?
Well, given that it's already underway, we definitely need to brace ourselves and prepare, which is what we call adaptation, climate change adaptation. But at the same time, if it keeps going and we keep emitting carbon at the rate we are now, what scientists are saying is that it's eventually going to reach a point where we can't cope with it. And some scientists are suggesting if we continue on the path we're on now, we're probably leading to the sixth great extinction, which may or may not leave us here. So I don't think there's any question that as well as having to adapt, we also have to engage in mitigation. In other words, we need to get off fossil fuels as soon as possible.
Folks coming to your talk tomorrow, what can they expect?
I'm going to talk a little bit about the mechanics of how climate change is affecting our area and what it's doing and what are some examples of things that are probably related to climate change. And I'm also going to talk about potential changes in what we call bioclimates, or the climates that are related to the type of vegetation that is here. The work that I was involved in a couple of years ago, we looked specifically at what changes in ecosystems could we expect based on changes in climate. And what we're finding is that what the models are suggesting is that the climates that will be here in 4 or 5 decades are probably much more suitable to grasslands than they are to forests.
Hmm. Gregory Utzig, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Gregory Utzig is a conservation ecologist based in Nelson. He's speaking at the Yashahara Ashram Retreat just north of Nelson tomorrow night. That talk is free and runs from 7 until 9 o'clock.